This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio is PJ Hrabowski. PJ, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you, Kyle.
When you and I did this, you know, the Daily Ozarks at Large was on HD3
right.
for about a year. And what many people might not know is you and I had a regular sort of Thursday thing where we would come out and talk about the music that was going to be on Film Score Friday. On Friday. So here we are now on FM, and we can just say that tomorrow on this very station will be Film Score Friday, and you're going to have tomorrow music from one of the most memorable movies I've ever seen.
Memorable, creepy.
Yes, Blue
movies.
Velvet.
Yeah, Blue Velvet. It's a pretty creepy movie, Kyle, and it's a David Lynch movie. It was also a film score by Angelo Badalamenti. Now, Badalamenti sounds like an Italian composer, and he came from an Italian family, but he was born in New York. And his mother was from Sicily. I don't remember where his father was from, but he was a fish market owner, you know. And Badalamenti spent a big part of his childhood listening to opera and classical music. And he actually studied at Eastman School of Music and at the Manhattan School of Music, where he got a master's degree in music. Now, the interesting thing is that Badalamenti was hired to actually work with Isabella Rossellini, because Isabella Rossellini, you know, in this movie is a singer, and when she was doing the when she was rehearsing the part, they were going, oh boy, I don't know about this. Huh. So they hired Badalamenti as her voice coach, and David Lynch was so taken with him that he said, hey, I want you to do the whole score. Look what you have done with Isabella Rossellini. And so he said, okay. Now, if you haven't seen the movie, and I'm sure there are people who haven't seen mm-hmm. the movie. The first time I saw it, I had to turn it off. I was, you know, Dennis Hopper just blew me away, and I couldn't watch him. Well, then I had to go back and watch the movie. I've talked to people who've said that's their favorite movie. I kind of worry about that, but it's you know, you have this it's this movie that kind of removes this veneer of this squeaky clean suburban American life, and it reveals the seamy underbelly, and that's Blue Velvet. You have this clean cut teen by the name of Jeffrey, who's played by Kyle MacLachlan, and he discovers and investigates a severed ear and becomes caught up in this creepy, creepy criminal underworld that's headed by the very disturbed, and I use that word term lightly, Frank Booth, who is played by the late Dennis Hopper. And it was also David Lynch's, as I said, first collaboration with Badalamenti. And Badalamenti had this knack for kind of juxtaposing these angelic melodies with kind of, well, they kind of bordered a little bit on corn, you know, a little corny, mm-hmm. but then they're mixed with these dark harmonies that represent this dread, something you know is coming. And he kind of sneaks it in on you, you know, you're kind of, oh, this is beautiful, and then, ooh, what's going to happen next? Okay, this is cut number 4. Now, in this cut, this is probably the most or one of the most memorable scenes. Picture this, okay? Mm-hmm. Jeffrey breaks into Dorothy's apartment, mm-hmm. Isabella Rossellini, and hides in her wardrobe while Badalamenti's score kind of cuts in and out of the soundtrack, creating this suspense. Well, first you have this sustained dissonant chord that's used when Jeffrey's almost caught by Dorothy after she's interrupted from the opening of the wardrobe door by a phone call from her kidnapped son. Well, this is kind of followed by some long, low register notes when she's observed whimpering on the floor. And then the score finally comes to fruition when Dorothy, suspecting someone is in the wardrobe, approaches brandishing that knife. I unlike a lot of filmmakers, you had David Lynch, who would actually sit next to Badalamenti at the piano. You know, most film composers are writing their stuff and doing their thing and then playing it, and everybody goes, okay. Well, not Lynch. He actually sat next to the piano with Badalamenti and made suggestions about the direction of a melody or what chord progression it might have to take. So here, picture this, Kyle. The beginning of Blue Velvet. You have the camera panning in on this these really bright white picket fences and beautiful red roses, and you're on this suburban street, and all of a sudden you move into this subterranean world where you have creepy insects that are crawling on these immaculately groomed gardens and lawns. And serving as the metaphor for the entire film, you have this sequence followed by the Blue Velvet, mm-hmm. you know, that is accompanied by Badalamenti's main title. Now, it's kind of an odd opening for an opening theme for a movie, and it's only heard one other time in the film, and it was influenced actually by the writing of Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich. Now, Lynch said he wanted the opening to be, and this is his quote, "be like Shostakovich, be very Russian, but make it the most beautiful thing, and yet make it dark and a little bit scary."
We'll hear music from Blue Velvet. What else?
We also have music from the movies Spellbound, mm-hmm. The Sixth Sense, Contact, First Night, you know, with Sean Connery.
Right. Richard Gere.
Right. Islands mm-hmm. in the Stream, and I'm not talking about the Dolly Parton thing. And The Man in the Iron Mask, and this is the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's tomorrow from 10 until noon.
That's right.
BJ, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kyle.